love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Theme tune. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Wednesday already, which means it's tap end time.
Okay, so it's the last one before Valentine's Day.
Is it a love theme?
So I thought I'd go and do a Valentine's special today. Even though it's tomorrow, I don't want to confuse people.
And it's not on tomorrow, so...
Tap end's not on tomorrow. We can't postpone today's tap end, so I just thought I'd do a Valentine's one today.
I am the Keening Tower of Pisa.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm Ho Ho Ho, Keen Giant, which got texted in the other day and I thought it was brilliant.
At least you didn't claim it as your own.
No. So what I'm going to do, it dots around a couple of years, but it's loosely based around when I was about 17.
Okay, cool.
So ready to go?
I am ready.
I'm ready. Valentine's Day has put me through a variety of experiences. Some have been positive, some have been negative, but they have all been character building. My attempt to hand a Valentine's Day card to any member of the Watford FC cheerleading squad that would take it backfired when I fell over the barrier at the front of the rookery stand and was then physically removed from the ground after this act of love was mistaken for a pitch invasion.
I remember this.
We've discussed this one before.
So you weren't fussy about who got the card?
Oh, any of them would have done.
Right.
The Golden Girls were not to be my Valentines that year.
The Golden Girls?
Do you not remember that's what they were called?
Oh, yeah.
But you know different Golden Girls to what I know.
Well, I know the ones off the TV in the 80s.
Right. And
I've got the box set.
I vaguely remember us talking about this before. See, the Golden Girls that I've just typed in on the internet are not the same as the Watford FC cheerleader.
Have you got a load of pensioners coming up?
I've got lots of old women.
Yes.
Whereas mine were not. The Golden Girls were not to be my Valentines that year. I think I should have made an effort to single one of them out, rather than attempt to Valentine's an entire troop, and especially not the Golden Girls. Another Valentine's Day saw a 17-year-old me go for a drive with a female friend to a well-known local beauty spot, or viewpoint. I'd just passed my test, and locally, I bet a large amount of people that pass their driving tests, one of the first trips they make after going through a drive-thru is to this place called Harrow Viewpoint. We were only there as friends, and she was driving, but we both made the schoolboy error of leaving the lights, heater and stereo on, and when it came for us to go, the car wouldn't start.
What were you doing in the car, please?
We were just chilling. It was because we were quite good friends, and we felt a bit rubbish because of Valentine's Day. Hadn't been a successful yield that year.
I like it that you talk about it in business speak. No yield.
I suggested we went up to the viewpoint because it's a good place
to
chill.
I bet you did. Is it like an American rom-com where, you know, they go up to the Hollywood sign, which you can't actually do, and kind of look out over Hollywood?
It's exactly like that. I mean...
And you're looking at Kilburn.
Yeah, and you can see the planes landing at Heathrow Airport,
yeah,
things like that. But it is an incredible view. It's a strange place, Harrow Viewpoint, though, because in day, incredible view. At night, it looks amazing, but I wouldn't recommend you go to Harrow Viewpoint at night. It all changes. There's a very different atmosphere.
In what way?
just
different type of different crowd.
Lovely place to go in the day. Do you know what I mean? Go there. Take a picnic.
Right.
Nighttime.
Not.
Stay away.
What happens after it goes dark?
Just rumours I've heard.
Oh. What, people in cars?
And out of cars.
Okay.
And moving between cars.
Really?
I've never seen it for myself, but...
Uh-huh.
Stay away at night.
Can I ask, what time were you there?
I think early afternoon. It was summer, so the nights were long, weren't they?
Oh, right, good. Glad it didn't get dark.
But as soon as it hits dark, it's like those zombie films. Get out. You'll have people running at your car, sort of arms outstretched.
Really?
Yeah.
Like slapping their head against the...
Yeah.
Against
get
the,
out.
Like 28 days later.
Exactly like that. I've learned that the key with Valentine's Day is to be anonymous, but leave heavy hints. By that, I mean that when sending a Valentine's, if you put your name to it, it seemed to be bad form. Although, you want to leave heavy hints, if possible, to ensure that they know it's from you. Hints could be a clear post stamp on the envelope, something I have insisted on before at the post office, or some kind of riddle.
What, so you go up to them and say, can you make sure you stamp that?
Because there was one occasion where I sent a Valentine's card to a city up north.
Right.
I don't want to narrow it down too much. Leeds. Go on, Ed.
Right.
And because I wasn't going to sign the card so it looked anonymous. But they would have obviously known if there was a clear pinner post stamp on it where it was from.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did is I went to the post office. You know how they can smudge those stamps very easily. I said, I want a very, very clear stamp there, please. So she knows exactly where this post is from.
Did you check they weren't smudged?
And yeah, I made sure it wasn't smudged and then popped it in the postbox. I always leave my mark, though. No. Girls spray the cards with perfume.
What do you spray it with?
No, I don't spray it.
Oh, okay.
I always leave my mark, though, a small smiley face on the bottom of the card. I also do this now on any formal document or signature.
What, leave a smiley face?
Yeah, because I haven't got a signature. On my bank card, it's just my name. Anyone could do it. I shouldn't be saying this.
Good luck, everyone. Just a long number.
But now what I do is I do a sneaky smiley face. I won't describe
on formal
exactly,
documents.
Exactly how I do this, in case anyone listening is going to clone me or
what,
something.
What, so like on something, maybe like a tenancy agreement for a house?
Signature, and then so it's personal to me, rather than just my name, I have then the small smiley face.
Right.
The beauty of Valentine's Day is that if you are having a poor month, simply claim someone else's Valentine's present. Again, you've got to be quite clever about this. If you are asked by someone if a certain present is from you, you've just got to say maybe, and perhaps wink. I'm not afraid to admit I've done this on two separate occasions.
Can we do this? Right, imagine that I've just got a Valentine's card, okay?
So you're a girl.
I'm a girl. Hello, Chris.
Okay.
I'm Millicent.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know, by any chance, who this card might be from?
I don't know at all, Millicent. Wink. And then you would be suspicious.
Oh, maybe it's from you.
I couldn't say, Millicent.
Do you wink again?
Can do.
Go on then. Oh, nice.
Oh, no, just God. Do it as much as you can.
Gross.
Make sure they see it. I, however, did have one year where I really liked this girl. She was in the year above me at school, but went to a different school and was a lot cooler than me. Winifred was her name. It
cool
wasn't,
name.
But I'm going to use that to disguise her identity. I think deep down she knew I liked her, but I never really plucked up the courage to tell her. We had become really good friends and would text a fair bit, but we were at that awkward age where she had started going to pubs and meeting older people, and I was in the year below and could never really go out on the same nights as her. I felt a little bit inadequate, but I knew I really liked her. I would spend time with her when I could. She worked in a shop in our area, so me and my mate would often make an excuse to go in and see her. Every now and then, she'd say the odd thing about me, which made me think that she liked me the same way. I did genuinely like this girl, Scott.
Sounds like it, yeah.
When it came around to Valentine's Day, I wanted to show her how much I liked her. I remember it was pouring with rain. I bought her a card and flowers, and my dad drove me round to her house. I got out and left them on the doorstep. I remember as I ran from the car, I felt proper nervous. I wasn't sure if this was a good idea or if this was something that was going to ruin our friendship. But I did it, and I ran back to the car quickly in case she saw me through the window. I didn't hear from her all day. I didn't want to text her, as even though I wanted her to know they were from me, I wanted to make out that I was anonymous, as it seemed like the right thing to do. But then that afternoon, my phone rang, and my heart skipped a bit when I saw it was Winifred. Even though we talked a lot, I knew what it was going to be about. As I said hello, I could hear she was really excited and had something she wanted to tell me. She told me that she had been sent some flowers and she thought she knew who they were from. She thought they were from a guy at her new college and how she hadn't realised that he really liked her.
Oh.
I sat there, gutted, and she asked why I was quiet. A hint of suspicion must have entered her mind because she asked me, almost jokingly, if the flowers were from me. But I couldn't say yes.
Maybe.
I felt embarrassed. No, I didn't do it.
Did you not do maybe and wink down the phone?
No, well, I didn't have that confidence by then. I just felt embarrassed. And also, it's like, she was going on so much about how she liked this other guy.
Oh,
that I sort of felt that I was going to look a bit stupid,
yeah.
Almost, if I said, actually, they're, you know. I couldn't say yes. I felt embarrassed. I spent the whole conversation listening to how good this other guy was and whether she should text him. They ended up seeing each other not too long after that, all because I didn't have the courage to stick up for myself. That single moment ended everything in my mind, and I knew I'd have to move on. But Winifred, if you're listening, the flowers were from me.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground, looking to the left slightly, then looking back down. World feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me show you how we could only just be for us. I can change and I can grow or we could adjust. The wicked thing about us is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me, but her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight
forward. I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.